Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is CEO and founder of Widows in Action, and I'm going to put Honorable in front of her name, the Honorable Betty A. Pryor Gilmore. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, this has been a long time coming.
Yes,
we've been going back and forth. But, you know, I'm a true believer that when you're persistent and you have God in the mix, things always happen.
Yes, yeah. They always work out.
Yes. So I'm going to dig right in then. Where are you from?
I was born in Somerville, South Carolina.
Okay.
The friendly state. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited about where I'm from.
Okay. What part of the state, the actual town?
Yeah, the actual town is Somerville.
Somerville. Okay, Somerville.
And the state is South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
And it's near Charleston. Everybody would
know
if I made mention of Charleston.
Okay, there you go.
Right on the waterfront.
Oh, wow. East Coast, right there on
the
water.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been here, Ms. Gilmore?
Well, my mom and I migrated here in 1960. Mm-hmm. So it's close to 60 years that I've been here.
Bless your heart.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So you must have came here when you were like 2 years old.
Very young.
Family and marital status.
Well, in 1968, I married Early Gilmore. My husband, he passed away in the year 2000. And we had a family of six children.
Bless your
heart. And we raised actually 21 children.
Wow.
And what a job. What a pleasant job it was, an enjoyable task. Uh-huh. But the Lord blessed us, and we were very successful in doing that.
Well, from what I hear, you're the mom to the entire community, you know? Yeah, everybody. So many people call you mom.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, they do.
What prompted this phenomenal organization you started, Widows in Action? What prompted that?
You know, well, as I said a couple minutes ago, my husband passed away in the year 2000.
Okay.
And at that time, I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband was the working man, the typical family-type setting for that time period.
Okay.
And my husband, upon his passing, suddenly, here I am without a husband and having to do everything that he used to do.
Mm.
And my husband was a veteran. And a lot of things happened along those lines where the paperwork was lost and just so many negative things took place.
I can imagine.
And from that, I began to have insight as to what happens when a person's husband passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got a good look at that, I said, wow, I must do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because every woman is not going to be quite as strong as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, even being strong, it still takes a toll on you. So I really wanted to launch forth and see what could be done to help widows get through such a strenuous change in their lives.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the history of WIA in the USA, United States.
Sure. Well, as I said, after all of this happened, I saw the need, and I began to set up some meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We met at Golden Corral, and I'm going back to 20. Yeah, absolutely. Going back to 2014.
Okay.
We started meeting there, a number of people, and started to form a board, and started planning how we would address and approach the ability to get the voice of the widow to become louder and louder, you know, expressing their needs and what have you.
Mm-hmm. So then this is what I really, really want to hear about, the history of the branch of Widows in Action in Kenya.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I see that big, big smile come across your face.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that it was going to go to Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've been to the nations and had been going to Kenya since 1997. But this past November, I visited Kenya once again upon request, upon great demand, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And As I spoke with the person in charge, the apostle in charge, he said to me, well, there are a number of widows in Africa, in Kenya, and I would love to have you speak to them. And I thought that it would just be a very warm, small gathering, only to find out the very first meeting was over 300 and some odd widows.
Wow.
That came from 5-6 different nations.
Isn't that just absolutely awesome?
It was unbelievable.
Wow. So then, along with that, then tell me some of the accomplishments that you were able to take place in Kenya, you know, and in the United States, you know, with women in action, or widows in action, pardon me. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will do the most recent thing that took place with the widows in Kenya, because that's the hottest thing off the press right now. And we were able to gather that number of widows. They were all dressed in blue. They had outfits that were handmade.
I'm going to be showing
some of those pictures.
Okay.
Because
okay.
There's a documentary that's being pulled together concerning that trip to Africa.
Okay.
So the women were all dressed in blue. And I'm telling you, as I ministered to them, there were long lines of them. And what I simply did was gave them some hands-on contact. And what I mean by that, they were embraced. Many of them were weeping. They were just profusely weeping. And I would just embrace them and clean their faces, wipe their tears, wipe their noses. Mm. And they said no one had ever done that to them before. And just something that simple of reaching out and loving and caring.
Yes. It was unbelievable what it did.
It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So how big was your entourage? How many people came over to Kenya with you?
We had four people.
Okay.
Three people went on the first, yeah.
Okay, okay.
That
All right.
particular voyage.
So what are the immediate needs for WIA? I love that initial.
Yes.
What are some of the immediate needs?
Well, we are really looking forward to getting a building.
Okay.
We need to really reach out by way of having our own building and having a set place that we can do this. Also, we're looking forward to building in Kenya. We're looking forward to building a multi-purpose building, not a church, but a multi-purpose building. And we're looking forward to sharing that need, you know, with the public as we go along.
Okay.
And what we have done also is supplied the widows with blankets. It had gotten colder in Africa than ever before. You know, I've made many trips there. But we sent blankets to them. We sent soap to them. We sent sugar to them. You know, some basic needs that we would just kind of overlook. Mm-hmm. But to them, these things were very, very important.
So what can you do now and in the future?
Well, what my listening audience can do now, we're going to be having a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Well, many fundraisers, but we're going to have a particular fundraiser in the month of August. And we're asking all those of you to join us in this particular fundraiser. It's for a worthy cause.
And where's that
going
to be?
And that's going, we have not set up all of the particulars yet.
Okay.
We're choosing the venue now. And as soon as we do, you're going to hear about it. We're going to really put it on blast in the Capital District area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those are our immediate needs to get this, get the land purchased and to get the building structure going up.
Okay. Now, are donations tax deductible? Because I know a lot of listeners want to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Donations are tax deductible.
Okay.
We do have a 501c3.
Great.
With the ability to receive donations.
Okay.
Yes. So anything that is given to Widows in Action, you can claim it on your taxes.
Okay. So before we close out, how can you be contacted, you know, tell us the information because that's what people want to hear.
Absolutely.
Website, email. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, the hottest thing going now is just
the host right here, the hippest, hottest, baddest host in America.
Absolutely.
I had to throw that in.
Yes. You can contact us by email, and that would be BettyGilmore959@yahoo.com. Okay. That's Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E, 959@yahoo.com. Okay. And of course, you can message me on Messenger, and you can write to me, Betty Gilmore, WIA, Widows in Action, P.O. Box 553, Rensselaer, New York, 12144.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for everything you do. God's gift to us is life. And what we do in our life is our gift to God.
Absolutely.
You have a gift. And not only are you giving it to God, you are giving it to each and every person you meet. I am a card-carrying member of that blessing.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So I want to thank you for what
you've
done. I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I want to thank you for what you continue to do.
Thank you so much. It was an honor and a privilege to be on the broadcast with
you. We appreciate that. And we're going to do, I understand we're going to do another segment with your vice president.
Yes.
Right. So I'm looking forward to that segment real soon. So I'm going to close this one out. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.